fan movement on atmospheres for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live, intermediate level. Let's get that dodgy broadcast vibe happening, the kind of stereo movement that feels alive, a little unstable, like someone's transmitting from a back room with half-broken gear but your drums still punch dead center. Today we're focusing on atmospheres, pads, noise beds, field recordings, reverb tails, that kind of air layer. The goal is not to spin your listener's head with hard panning. It's perceived instability, long calm drifts, then short someone touch the dial moments, storytelling movement. Before we touch anything, your kick and snare are the reference point, their home base. If your atmosphere movement makes the snare feel like it shifts sideways, you've gone too far in the wrong frequencies, usually somewhere between about 200 Hz and 3K. Keep that in mind as we build. Step 1. Pick an atmosphere that suits drum and bass or jungle. Easy is to action. Grab a noise or ambience sample and put it in simpler on a MIDI track. Turn on loop, set a clean loop region so it plays steady without clicks or weird level jumps. Then inside simpler, turn on the filter, set it to low pass 24, and pull the cutoff down somewhere around 2 to 6K depending on how bright the sample is. Add just a touch of drive, like 1 to 4. If you want grit, the point is, make it a steady bed that doesn't fight your hats and snare crack. Now we build the movement chain. Think of it like a little atmosphere broadcast rack, even if we're not literally building a rack yet. First device, utility, turn on bass mono. Set the frequency somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. This is a big one. It keeps the weight centered, so the low mids don't wobble left and right and make your whole mix feel weak. Also, as a starting point, consider pulling width slightly down to like 80 to 100%. You can open it later. I actually like starting a bit conservative and earning the width back during transitions. Second device, auto pan. This is our motion engine. Set amount around 20 to 40% to begin with. For the rate, go slow. Around 0.07 to 0.20 Hz. That's the drift. Set phase to 180 degrees for classical left-right movement. Choose a sine wave for smooth movement, or nudge toward triangle if you want it to feel slightly more mechanical, like scanner behavior. Leave offset at 0 for now. Third device, EQ8. High pass the atmosphere somewhere around 80 to 200 Hz, depending on the sample. If the bed has any unnecessary rumble, cut it. Then, listen for masking. If the snare loses presence, try a gentle dip somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz, or sometimes around 2 to 4K depending on your snare. Don't guess too much here. Loop the groove and make tiny moves. Optional fourth device. Saturator for that broadcast grit. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 6 dB. And important, trim the output so it's not just louder. We want texture, not a level trick. Then reverb, if you're doing it on the insert. Pirate Haze is usually short to mid-reverb, not a huge cinematic wash. Try decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 5 to 9K, and keep dry slash wet modest, like 8 to 18%. Personally, I prefer doing the main reverb on a return, because it gives you way more arrangement control, but we'll come to that. Now, here's that intermediate mindset shift. We're not going to draw pan automation left and right all day. That often sounds like plugin doing plugin things. Instead, we automate intensity. We automate the character of the movement. Hit it to show automation lanes. On your atmosphere track, choose auto pan amount. Draw a longer curve that evolves across sections. A good template is, in the intro, keep amount subtle, like 10 to 20%. In the pre-drop, ramp it up to 35 to 55%. Then on the drop, pull it back a bit, maybe 20 to 35%, so the drums and bass feel anchored. Movement during impact is usually tighter. Movement before impact can be a little unhinged. Now automate auto pan rate. In the intro, sit around 0.08 to 0.12 Hz. In the build-up, climb to maybe 0.25 to 0.40. And then, right before the drop, do the Pirate Radio move. Last one bar, spike the rate quickly, like 0.6 to 1.2 Hz. And then snap back down on the drop. That spike is the scanner sweep. It's a moment. It's not your whole personality for 8 minutes. Quick coaching note. The shape of your automation matters. Perfect linear ramps can feel synthetic. If you can, use curve handles and try in a curve. Slow start, faster in the middle, slow at the end. It feels like human hands on a dial. Next layer of control. Automate utility width alongside the movement. During verses or main groove, try width around 90 to 110%. During builds and transitions, push it wider, like 120 to 150. And then on the drop, bring it back toward 95 to 115. This is how you make the stereo open without needing everything to get louder. Now, a really believable trick. At intentional DJ lean moments, put another utility at the end of your chain, then automate its pan with short nudges. Half a bar, one bar, lean left by 10 to 25, return to center. Use it right before a snare fill, a vocal stab, a break switch. It reads like hardware imperfection, not like constant autopilot panning. And remember, movement layers beat extreme effects. A gentle auto pan plus tiny manual pan nudges is usually more realistic than one auto pan set to I'm a helicopter. Now let's add a return track for radio space, because this is where the glue happens. Create a return called radio verb. Put a reverb on it. Because it's a send, set dry slash wet to 100%. Set decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 8k, and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. We want space, not mud. After the reverb, add EQ8. If it gets boxy, cut around 250 to 450 Hz. You can do a tiny lift around 1 to 2k for presence. But be careful, the area gets harsh fast, especially with jungle tops. Then, optionally, a light saturator after that. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Very subtle. This helps the return feel like a slightly stressed radio environment. Now send your atmosphere to radio verb at around minus 18 to minus 10 dB as a starting point, and automate the send amount in builds. That swelling room is a huge part of the pirate illusion, because it feels like the broadcast environment is changing, not just the sound. Extra pro move. Put auto pan after the reverb on the return, so the space moves, while the dry signal stays more stable. That's incredibly mix-friendly. It gives you motion on the edges without pulling your core around. Arrangement approach. Here's a simple 64-bar story you can borrow. Bars 1 to 17. Intro. Slow pan. Narrower width. Low reverb send. It's distant, controlled. Bars 17 to 33. Groove or tease. Slightly more movement. Hats come in, but center stays stable. Bars 33 to 49. Build. Increase auto pan amount and reverb send. In the last bar, do the rate spike for that scanner moment. Bars 49 onward. Drop, reduce movement slightly so drums and bass dominate, but keep a subtle drift so it still feels alive. Movement is contrast. More chaos before impact. Calmer during impact. Now, the don't mess this up section. Common mistakes. First, overpanning low mids. If the atmosphere has weight around 150 to 400 Hz and you swing it hard, your mix will feel wobbly and weak, especially in mono. Use bass mono and high pass filtering. Keep the body stable. Second, auto pan too fast all the time. Constant fast motion screams effect. Save fast rates for moments. Third, ignoring mono compatibility. Do a quick mono check. On utility, set width to 0% for a few seconds. If your atmosphere basically disappears, you're living in negative correlation territory. Reduce width. Reduce the stereo reverb. Reduce auto pan amount, or simplify the chain. If you have a correlation meter, check it occasionally. A little dip negative during transitions is fine. Living negative all the time means this will vanish in mono and sound facey. Fourth, masking snare transients. If the snare loses crack when the atmosphere comes in, carve it with EQ, or automate brightness so the atmosphere opens only when snare density is lower. Now a couple heavier DNB upgrades if you want extra control. 1. Sidechain the atmosphere to the drum bus. Put a compressor on the atmosphere. Enable sidechain from the drum group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. And aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. You're not making it pump like house music. You're making space for impact. 2. Add tiny tape wobble imperfection. Frequency shifter. Extremely subtle. Fine around 0.5 to 3 Hz. Mix low. The idea is to make it less perfect, less like a clean LFO. 3. Mid/side discipline. In EQ8, switch to M/S mode. Keep the mid cleaner and less muddy. Let the side carry more hiss and air above about 6 to 10k. That way the movement lives on the edges. And if you want a super practical sound design trick, make an air-only movement layer. Duplicate the atmosphere track. On the duplicate, high pass hard, like 2 to 5k. Drag it slightly. Put more aggressive pan movement on this air layer. Then blend it low. High frequencies localize easily, so you get energy without destabilizing the body. Now a short practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Loop an 8-bar section of your DNB groove. On your atmosphere, build this chain, utility, auto pan, EQ8, automate auto pan amount from 15% up to 45% across the 8 bars. Automate auto pan rate from 0.10 Hz up to 0.35 Hz, and then do a 1 bar spike to around 0.9 Hz at the end. Add the radio verb return, and automate the send up by about 3 to 6 dB in the last 2 bars. Then mono check, width to 0% briefly. If the atmosphere collapses too much, reduce the reverb send, reduce width, or reduce auto pan amount. When it's feeling good, here's a real producer workflow tip. Resample your best movement moments. Print a 4 to 8 bar broadcast drift to audio. It's lighter on CPU, and you can edit the best wobble bits like texture loops. Cut them, rearrange them, reverse tiny tails, build little 1 bar scan bursts you can drop like fills. Final recap, we're using AutoPAM for smooth drift, and automation to evolve the movement like a live pirate transmission. We keep low frequencies centered with bass mono and high pass filtering. We automate amount, rate, width, and reverb send, not just raw pan, because that's what makes it feel musical and intentional. We intensify stereo chaos into transitions, then tighten it on the drop so the groove hits clean. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're making a roller, jungle, halftime, or something more neuro-ish, I can suggest a movement schedule with rate ranges that lock to your bar structure and drum density.